Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Proverbs 15, verse 27, he who is greedy for gain troubles his own house. J. Paul Getty's estate exceeded $4 billion. He was considered the richest man on earth at the time. The Los Angeles Times quoted something Getty wrote, I've never been given to envy, save for the envy I feel towards those people who have the ability to make a marriage work and endure happily. It's an art I have never been able to master. My record? 5 marriages, 5 divorces. In short, 5 failures. The newspaper article continues, he termed the memories of his relationship with his 5 sons painful. Much of his pain had been passed on with his money. His most treasured offspring, Timothy, a frail child born when Getty was 53, died in 1958 at the age of 12 of surgical complications after a sickly life, spent mostly separated from his father, who was forever away on business. Other members of the Getty family suffered from tragic circumstances. A grandson, J. Paul Getty III, was kidnapped and held for ransom of $2.9 million. When Getty refused to pay, they held the boy for 5 months and eventually cut off his right ear. Getty's oldest son apparently committed suicide amid strange circumstances. Another son, Gordon Paul Getty, has been described as living a tortured existence. He was ridiculed in correspondence by his father and was the least favoured son. Similar sorrow has followed other members of this unfortunate family. Putting money first and family second make you nothing more than a wealthy failure. So if you've been sacrificing your family for your career, start making changes. Don't look back, rich but regretting having lived for the wrong things. From Vision's Word for Today, Handling Your Money Wisely, Part 3.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.